Finding the right experts to help you grow your business is always a challenge. Chameleon Collective is a hybrid marketing service and consulting firm that is hyper-focused on growing businesses, from digital marketing to optimizing your sales efforts. Our experts drive results. Our work and track history, ranging from innovative startups to Fortune 500 companies, speaks for itself. Learn more by visiting chameleoncollective.com or call us at 1-800-914-0245 today.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, our 29th year covering the latest in consumer tech, and delighted that you've tuned into Tomorrow. Even more delighted, or delighted-er, is that a word? Yeah, of course it's a Dave-ism, so it's now a word. That when you call in and participate on the program, maybe you've got questions from one of our recent guests. Maybe you have some advice for one of our callers, listeners helping other listeners. We love those. Or you just have a tech question in general, whatever the case, 24/7 at your convenience. Join us anytime. You can use the free Into Tomorrow app, or you can visit our website on any device with a browser and a microphone. So your tablet, your phone, your desktop, your shoe phone, whatever, if it's got a browser and a microphone available, join us at intotomorrow.com. And click on the Ask Dave microphone button. It's on the right-hand side of the browser. And join us that way. Or, as some call it, the old-fashioned way, it still works 29 years later, 1-800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but the countdown to tax day is on, as the federal government expects to collect about $2.33 trillion in individual income taxes this year. It seems most of it from me, and I don't even have that much. Our next guest is here to help us make sense of it all, including some of the changes this year. Delighted to have the Chief Tax Officer with H&R Block, Kathy Pickering. Kathy, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. It is tax season. We're super busy, but we're having fun because this is what we do.
And you told me before we went on the air that, taxes can be fun, and I almost fell off my seat. Well, for some of you, sure, but for most of us, I don't think so. Everybody cringes. You know, I kept moving it along on my calendar, and it says taxes, exclamation point, sad face, and yeah, tis the season. So the IRS is really going to collect $2.33 trillion from us?
My goodness, that's a big number, isn't it? You know, it's just, it's one of those things, though, that people only deal with taxes once a year. And so for people like you, for normal average people, taxes are just so stressful. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm worried. I don't know if I can, do this. But we do this all year round. This is what we do. And so what is important for people to know is that there's less than 25 days until April 15th. Uh-huh. And it's time to get filing. This is a perfect time to file because, right now, if you electronically file your tax return and get your refund direct deposited, the majority of people are seeing that they're getting their refunds in about 21 days. Wow. So if you file now, you could have your refund before the middle of April, which is great news.
Well, no doubt then that's one of the major benefits of filing early. But what about those of us that may owe? I mean, should you still file early or should you keep your money until the very last second?
Here's a really good tip.
All right.
If you owe money, you can file now and go ahead and really understand what your situation is, but you don't have to pay until April 15th. So you can file now and you can set your payment date until April 15th. And that way you get that check mark. You know it's done and it's handled. And if you find yourself in a situation where you need to come up with some money, it was more than you expected, or you just need to figure it out, it gives you that time to figure out what your best options are, because, you know, maybe you want to use a credit card, maybe you want to borrow some money from family, or maybe you need to set up a payment plan with the IRS. But if you know now, it gives you time to figure that out instead of having to scramble at the last minute and do something that may cost you more than it needs to.
Yeah, you may need time to, for the bank heist plan to in order to pay the IRS.
I'm not condoning that. Okay?
No. That's from Dave, not from Kathy, by all means. But now, and I assume then, Kathy, that there's no penalties or late fees as long as it's paid by April 15th, right?
That's exactly right. As long as you pay on April 15th, there's no penalties and interest. You know, one of the other things that people get into trouble with is they get scared because they're like, oh my God, I owe money. I don't have enough money. What am I going to do? I'm not going to file. Or they think, okay, well, I'm going to file an extension. And what's important here is that an extension to file your taxes is not an extension to pay your taxes. So if you're in that situation, it's still good to go ahead and file. Or if you really just need a little bit more time to pull your information together, you can file an extension, but you're going to have to pay whatever you think you owe, or the penalty and interest will start accruing. The thing that people don't realize is that the failure to file penalty is 10 times more than the failure to pay penalty. So we always recommend file your taxes, file an extension, make as much of a payment as you can, and then set up a payment plan for the rest of it.
Over the years, the couple of rare times that I did file an extension, I realized that it's almost like you're doing the tax return anyway, because how do you know if you owe or they owe you whatever until you've done, you know, jump through those hoops? So you might as well file it. But I guess an extension still makes sense for a lot of people.
Yeah, but that's exactly right, because you do have to go through that process of estimating how much you owe. So if you've gone through all of that effort, usually it's just, you know, a little bit more and then you're completely done with it. And getting that sense of closure and, you know, confidence that you don't have to deal with it for another year is usually worth it.
By all means. And of course, being that we're a tech show, we talk a lot about things like AI. And is AI being used to assist in filing our taxes? Is this something that H&R Block is doing? Are they incorporating AI somehow? And if so, how?
This is something we are so excited about. I mean, we've been in business for almost 70 years, which means we've accumulated a ton of knowledge and expertise, of course, you know, on taxes itself, and then all the questions, you know, that clients ask over the years. And so now, for our digital do-it-yourself online product, we've launched a new product called the AI Tax Assist. And basically, it's a generative AI tool that helps taxpayers as they're navigating through preparing their tax return. So it can help answer questions, it can streamline the process, it just really helps to simplify things. That said, if you're in a really complicated situation or there's a lot of specific details that are unique to your situation, that is still a time for you to work with a tax pro to make sure that you're getting the actual facts and circumstances of your situation sorted out. But we are so excited about this tool and the technology that's helping so many people.
So it's almost like a chat if you say agent or representative, but you can get a human being and not think that you're just dealing with a computer.
That's exactly right. When you're really getting into something deep and complicated, pop out, talk with a person, or depending on how complicated it is, that may be a time when you want to actually go into an office and work with somebody in person. It just really depends on what's best for you and your circumstances, because H&R Block has, you know, the in-person work with a preparer in an office all the way to do-it-yourself online, and then all the variations on a theme in between. So it really depends on what's best for you, your situation, and how's that going to help you feel confident in your taxes.
And Kathy, I'm glad you said that, because you do have offices literally around the country where folks can go in and talk to somebody person to person, have a little more confidence, especially, as you say, if it's a little more complicated, whereas a lot of other providers, if you will, don't. It's online or on the phone or nothing, and that doesn't seem fair, which brings up another question. What if I want to move from, let's say, the last few years I've used TurboTax or something like that, and I want to start using H&R Block now because I've learned a lot more about you, and plus you're more fun. my pleasure. But do you guys have a way to take my previous info and occupy the new tax return, or am I really starting fresh if I go to you guys?
Thank you so much for asking that question. And we have the ability to import your tax return and help jumpstart everything. So you don't have to recreate the wheel. You don't have to retype all of that. We can just take it, import it, and it just makes it so much easier, and you're off and running. And everything that you just said is right. You know, we've got years and years of experience. We've got live people to help. So whatever you need, whether it's a simple situation and, you know, you just want to be able to file it yourself, but import that, or, you know, you want to talk about, you know, some questions that you've got, or maybe get some tips on how to set yourself up for the future to take advantage of other tax benefits that are coming. We're there to help. We've got all of that support that we can provide.
I can see why you're the chief tax officer, because you do make it fun for your client as well. It's like, hey, it doesn't have to be doom and gloom. Let's just work together and we'll take care of this.
That's exactly right.
And a couple of more quick questions, if I may, because, wow, there's so much I want to talk to you about. What about student loans, those that weren't lucky enough to have them blessed and deleted and so forth? Can you deduct interest on student loans?
Yeah, so that's one of the things a lot of people are now grappling with, repaying their student loans. And people need to know that you can deduct up to $2,500 of interest for qualified payments that you're making. And that can really help as you're navigating that whole process of paying back student loans.
And as we talk more tech, what about EVs, electric vehicles? Those that are purchasing them, are there still some tax credits available to them?
Yes. So for electric vehicles, for people who purchased cars last year, you typically would have gotten a lot of information from your dealer where it's a credit to reduce the purchase price, or you can claim it on your tax return. But basically, they would have given you a lot of information, up to $7,500, which can really help. And there's even some credits available for used electric vehicles. So important that you report that on the tax return so that the IRS can keep track of all the information. But great way to help offset the cost of that car if you're getting into the electric vehicle.
Okay, terrific. And fast running out of time, but what do gig workers need to know about their side hustles?
Oh, this is great news for people who get money on the side, or could even be your full-time, but, you know, you're getting money through a payment platform like a rideshare service or an Etsy or an eBay, something like that. Mm-hmm. They're meant to send you a 1099-K to report your income. And it was going to be implemented this year that if you got more than $600 in income from a payment platform, you would get a 1099-K. Well, the IRS postponed that implementation for another year and said that the starting threshold will be at $5,000. So that's good news for people.
Yeah.
It gives them a little bit more time to get ready for that. So this year, as you're filing your taxes, it's the perfect time to take stock of your situation, look at how much money you're making, and then start preparing for either setting aside money to pay your taxes or start paying quarterly estimates if you're in that situation. But by starting now, you'll be prepared for what's going to come into effect next year.
So does that mean that you don't have to report that side hustle income this year, or you still should report it because it's income and you owe taxes if you're being a good patriot? How does that work in the meantime?
Yeah, so basically, if you earn more than $600, you should report it, but you won't be getting any information reporting documents unless you've made more than $20,000.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be nice. But yeah, if that's not the case, then don't have to sweat that. Kathy, there's so many more things I want to talk to you about. I want to make sure that we get you on the show again, because you are not only fun to talk to, but you enjoy what you do, have a passion, obviously, for what you do, and you're just full of good information. So we need to get more of it from you. And we thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much, Dave. This was absolutely a pleasure talking with you. And people can go to hrblock.com for more information.
That was going to be my last question, but we've got that. See, we also think alike, although I don't have fun with taxes. But anyway.
We'll get you there. Come on, Dave. You'll start having fun with taxes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see what happens as I migrate from Intuit's turbo. It hasn't been so turbo-y. And see what H&R Block can do. And of course, you can visit them, hrblock.com, or in person, probably right nearby you, anywhere in the country. Kathy Pickering, Chief Tax Officer with H&R Block. Again, thank you. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you too. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away. Of course, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com, we'll link you to Kathy's site, as we do with all of our guests. And you can sign up for our free tech newsletter once a week. You can also sign up for our free podcast. There's lots of stuff at intotomorrow.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back right here on the Advanced Media Network.